That sound you're hearing isn't a Brazilian soccer crowd. No, those are Brazilian legislators singing for the removal of suspended President Dilma Rousseff. Finally, they had their day on Wednesday voting to remove Rousseff by a vote of 61 to 20.
Ficando assim acusada.
It remains thus, the accused is sentenced to lose the position as the president of the Federative Republic of Brazil.
That's the president of Brazil's Supreme Court, Ricardo Lewandowski, delivering the final word there yesterday. It's the end of a months-long public power struggle that ushers in Rousseff's vice president, Michel Temer, as the new president. Joining me to discuss more from Brazil is Stephanie Nolan. She's Latin American bureau chief for the Globe and Mail. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Well, the vote wasn't close. This outcome was expected. But what was the scene like when Brazilians finally realized that their president had been removed?
It was actually quite somber, I guess, by the recent standards of the Brazilian legislature. There was, as we heard, a little bit of singing of the national anthem. There were some cries of Viva Brazil, and from Ms. Rousseff's supporters, there was also some cries of coup, coup. This has been so long in coming, and the outcome was, as you say, so expected that it was not anticlimactic, but certainly not a sort of moment of great suspense when it finally happened.
Now, Dilma Rousseff was never accused of personal corruption, but really of budgeting gimmicks. And in the end, this really seemed like it was about the fact that a lot of politicians were threatened by the corruption investigations that she was letting go on, and that her own unpopularity was her weakness and provided an opportunity for them.
There was what she's been impeached for on paper, which, as you say, is a budgetary crime, which she doesn't deny doing, but which she says is not a crime of responsibility that merits impeachment, and that lots of presidents before her did the same thing and no one tried to impeach them. And then, as you say, there is this sort of plot element. And Ms. Rousseff has said this for a long time, that she was being forced from office by politicians who were in the targets of a corruption probe and who were trying to shut it down. That seemed like a sort of way of trying to save her skin, except that when she was first suspended back in May, there was a leak of a series of police wiretaps of the senior people around the new president, Michel Temer, talking about exactly that, that by pushing her from office, they would, as they said, staunch the bleeding of themselves and their friends, the senior people in their party who were being arrested for corruption.
And you and others have reported on the long, long list, the rap sheet almost, of corruption charges and suspicions on so many of the Brazilian politicians who were accusing her. It's quite remarkable. But the new guy, Michel Temer, the vice president, is now the president. What do we know about him?
He's a very different politician than Ms. Rousseff. He's 75 years old. He's often in Brazil called the butler, in a reference to the butler character in a horror movie. He favors very dark suits and a very somber demeanor, but he is also the thing that Ms. Rousseff never was, which is an incredibly skilled veteran politician who is said to be really, really good at making deals among Brazil's very fractured Congress, which, frankly, he better be, because he's got some monumental problems to fix and almost nobody, no personal popularity and not that many people in his corner at this point.
Right. Deeply unpopular himself. I mean, it's not like Dilma Rousseff didn't have a constituency. She got elected president. So now it doesn't seem like Brazil is headed for a new era of domestic tranquility.
I would say that's not what this is. Mr. Temer said right away yesterday in his first address as president that there's going to be a cap on social spending. There's going to be changes to labor law, changes to pensions. He says he needs to do all those things to create jobs, and he emphasized how troubled he is by the unemployment rate. But those things, of course, are going to hit poorer Brazilians, which is still a significant part of this population and the traditional constituency of Ms. Rousseff's party. That's going to hit them hardest.
Dilma Rousseff, Brazil's president, is out, no longer president. They have a new one, Michel Temer, after impeachment proceedings and more strife, apparently, in Brazil's immediate future. Stephanie Nolan, Latin American bureau chief for the Globe and Mail. Thanks.
It's a pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.